We're visiting on the telephone with Randy Olson, Executive Director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Well, Randy noted here that yesterday, on Wednesday, was your, I think you call it Hill Day, working in the Iowa State Capitol, talking to legislators there. And let's talk about what you were conveying to them.
Absolutely, Ken. We had a great day yesterday on our annual Iowa Biodiesel Day on the Hill. We try to go down at least once a year and spend time with our legislators and thank them for their support of biodiesel in Iowa. It has helped make Iowa the nation's leader in biodiesel production. And we're also asking them to continue to look for ways to help us also be the nation's leader in biodiesel consumption.
Are you asking for anything specifically right now on the state level?
Well, we don't have any piece of legislation that is working right now, but we certainly think there may be avenues that can cause incentives for higher blends. What we're trying to do is dovetail in with the national strategy of 10 by 22 unveiled just last week at the National Biodiesel Board annual meeting. And that strategy is the goal to replace 10% of the nation's on-road diesel supply with biodiesel by the year 2022. And we think Iowa can be a leader in that.
And where are we at right now on that?
Well, last year we produced about 184 million gallons of biodiesel in Iowa. We're about 17% of the nation's production. The current national goal is 5 by 15. And as an industry, we're on track to hit that. But we think if we move that goal up to 10 by 22, a doubling of the goal effectively, we could see a doubling or more of production here in Iowa and fully use the maximum amount of production capacity that we have available.
So I note here 12 plants in the state now, and Iowa produces about 17% of the nation's biodiesel and supports about 5,000 jobs. So it seems like the biodiesel sector is humming right along right now.
We've really made a difference in Iowa's economy. We've added 5,000 jobs, $400 million in GDP to the state. And this industry effectively didn't even exist 10 years ago. So it's a true testament to the investors across the state who took risks, to the entrepreneurs who went ahead and built the facilities, to our petroleum marketers in Iowa who have chosen to offer biodiesel, and our users, our farmers, our truckers, all of those who believe in the ideal of green energy, renewable energy, and energy made here at home as opposed to that which we have to import from overseas.
Now, of course, the biodiesel industry is able to take advantage of various feedstocks in their process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can make high-quality, on-spec biodiesel from virtually any fat or oil in the upper Midwest, and in Iowa particularly, the predominant feedstock is soybean oil, but we have high-quality product made out of animal fats from slaughterhouses. We make product in Iowa out of waste restaurant greases, recycled cooking greases. And there's continual research on developing new fats and oils to feed this market. We really think that biodiesel has got a long-term future. Because of the abundance of soybean oil, it will always play a very major role in the industry. And the soybean checkoff has been extraordinarily helpful in developing this fuel over the years.
So what does the future hold? Do you see more expansion of the biodiesel industry? Are we going to see current plants expand? Are we going to see more plants being built?
Well, that's a great question. Yet to be seen. We saw a real growth boom in about 2007 and 2008, to where a lot of construction took place. Some of that production is not fully utilized as of yet, but as we continue to grow the industry, no doubt facilities will look at either expansions or even potential greenfield sites if folks can identify feedstock sources. So, you know, Iowa is about 1% of the nation's population. use between 1 and 2% of the nation's diesel fuel. So we're really punching above our weight class in terms of production of high-quality fuel for heavy-duty engines. We may not see the drastic expansion of production capacity here that might be seen along the coasts where there's a more heavily concentrated diesel usage. But because we're abundant with feedstock here in Iowa and the upper Midwest, we'd certainly expect to take our fair share of production.
Now, you've got the biodiesel tax credit on the federal level, as I understand, got that back. And of course, the renewable fuel standard is providing good support. What do you see as maybe possible challenges down the road for biodiesel?
Well, in a federal budget situation, there's the discussion certainly center around debt and how we choose to spend our nation's treasury. No question, the renewal of tax credits going forward is going to be increasingly challenging. As an industry, we're certainly working hard to defend our place with the renewable fuel standard, and we certainly believe that's been extraordinarily successful energy policy and would like to see biodiesel play an increasing role in that policy. I'll just encourage folks to go to iowabiodiesel.org if they've got further questions or want to contact us, and thank everybody for their support of biodiesel. It's a great story for the upper Midwest, for farmers, for consumers, and really for our country in general.